You might have heard about us on Facebook. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diane Hong. And now, from the chair behind all the knobs and switches, here's Nate.
It was a little cleaner on the other chair.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You're already pulling the switchers and the knobs, aren't you?
That's right. These things happen. You can't really help it. Hey, welcome to the Friday episode again. Radio friendly for your happy ears.
If you send our love to the kids.
Yeah, if you're not sure, let me make it very clear. If you hear this at the beginning of the show,
the following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
We're going to curse.
We will.
If you don't hear that at the beginning of the show, radio friendly. You can have the kids in the room.
Boom.
That's how you can tell right off the top.
Yes. That thing serves a purpose. It's not just cute.
If you can't keep track of Wednesdays, Fridays, and Mondays, that's the best way to do it. Coming up on the show today, The Rock has expanded.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a new thing that is going to excite you and terrify you all at the same time.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this.
Plus, we'll talk about the pizza box made of pizza.
Now we're talking.
And the NFL Network going a little bit juvenile.
Again.
They had to go to break because they couldn't hold it together.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it happens. But first, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Any fun things planned this weekend?
Well... Go ahead,
my friend
Jason.
No, you go first.
Well, Friday, tonight, as it's airing,
yes.
You know, going to be taking my gal out. We're going to have we haven't had a date for a little while. You know, just a...
Sure.
We've stayed in and watched Netflix, what have you.
Netflix
and chill, but we're going to go out. It's going to be nice. Of course, Saturday, the Dixon Mayfair is in.
That's right.
Biggest farm town... Kit and caboodle shindig you'll ever go to.
You know what's really funny? I looked that up because every time I look it up, it's after it's over.
Yeah.
And there are no big acts this year.
I told you, I think ever since the Snoop Dogg fiasco.
He ruins everything.
He ruined it?
Well, things got out of control.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were bringing in out of control big names. Like, you wouldn't think a little tiny farm town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think some names that even Sacramento wasn't pulling in.
Oh, absolutely.
It was out of control. And then the Snoop Dogg concert, which I was living probably a block away from the
place. Weed smoke.
Oh, yeah. I was suffocated in weed smoke.
It's not a terrible thing.
Not a terrible thing. But there was, you know... People just kind of getting a little out of hand.
Mm.
It reflected badly. Anyhow, but it's still a fun time. And so that's Saturday, and of course Mother's Day Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's Mother's Day.
Gonna treat Mama to some breakfast or something.
Oh,
some flour.
What a good son,
Jason. Yeah. Anything good? I mean, you it's Mother's Day. You've got to do something nice for the
mother to be. Huh?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. So we have I'm not exactly sure yet what we're going to do.
Oh, you need to get her something cute from the fetus.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know.
What?
Yeah, you get her something cute and you write it
from the
from the fetus.
Oh,
yeah, from your,
this gift is from
get her
the
some
fetus.
Doritos.
Yeah,
get her some Doritos cheddar mix. Some of that cheese mix.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. So this weekend we have my nephew's birthday.
Oh,
how old?
He's gonna be four.
Oh,
yeah. That's a good age. He's done with being a little sassy pants.
With
his head.
He's so cute. If you see videos of him on my Facebook, he is adorbs.
Right.
Really fun.
It's a good age for kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially when you're like a cute kid that smiles and says things that are really grown up. Like, we were getting ready to go when they were visiting a couple weeks ago. He's like, "All right, everybody, let's go." Like, just like, and he says it
what?
Like an adult, though. He says,
yeah.
Like,
"All right, everybody, let's go."
Yeah, no, not even like, no, like way more adult than you ever sound. And with authority. Like, he knew what he was talking about. Like, let's go. Like, yeah.
This kid's going places.
No,
literally.
He will be. He should be on TV for sure. And then on Sunday, we're kind of in the process of planning something with my brother and his wife and or future wife, and then my cousin and their kids. So they're going to be hanging out in Sacktown. So
family fun packed weekend.
Yeah.
Excellent. It's great. Kareem, anything fun?
It's Mother's Day, so I don't know. We're going to do something with my mom. Maybe Friday before my buddy leaves town, who I talked about in the last show.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want to do anything Friday, then we'll probably do something with her Saturday night.
Nice.
Just because she hates the Sunday crowd. So.
Yeah. Right. That's smart.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Well, my mom passed away a few years ago, and we already did Mother's Day for my future mother-in-law.
Oh.
Talked about that a little while, a couple weeks ago. Just because... Basically, this past weekend, I was out of town, then Leslie was out of town, and then this coming weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, we're shooting our engagement photos.
Hey, oh. Sweet. Oh.
So, big shout out to Sacktown Union Brewery, who is allowing us to do our engagement shoot there.
Dope. Wow. That's a great idea.
It's a really, really cool tap room. If you haven't been there, go check it out. I love their beer because they've got a Kolsch. Sam and I have had the Kolsch. I brought the crowler of it home, and it's not easy to do a Kolsch or a lager on a microbrewer. That's why there's so many IPAs because you just keep throwing hops at it.
Yeah.
Until it tastes really hoppy.
Yeah, and Kolsch, and those you have to keep cold too, right? It's in a cold brewing process.
I'm not really sure about the whole thing, but they do a really nice job with that. And the tap room is gorgeous. It's really relatively new. It's in East Sac, not far from Sac State. So totally go check them out because really, really nice people and super cool to let us do that. So we're going to be doing that on Saturday. And, we've got the maid of honor is going to be coming in, so we're going to incorporate her into the photos, and my best man is going to be coming,
call.
So we're going to incorporate them into the photos a little bit. So it'll be a fun time. I plan on stopping any consumption of food or beverages Wednesday morning. Just completely.
You mean literally?
Yeah, not going to eat or drink anything for 3 days. Just going to get right down there.
Nate, you got to have some energy when you're out there. You got to.
Oh, no.
That's
see,
what coffee's for.
You wait right just before, you know, because you got to drain everything out. You know,
right.
You got to keep it tight.
Right.
Got to keep it tight.
Do a little colon cleanse while you're at it.
Well, you know, if you don't eat or drink anything, you will have a colon cleanse.
I was going to say, and still drinking coffee.
It'll just be rolling through there like the Grand Canyon. That's what's going to be happening. No, I'm kidding. I'm gonna eat some. I'm gonna keep it a lot more healthy than I normally would.
Good.
So yeah, that's coming up this weekend. That's really the big thing.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun time.
So all that
great idea for the picture shoot. I like that.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, and they're cool enough to let us in a little before they open. I mean, they were like, sure, you can come in as early as. I'm not going to say when it was, but it was super early.
Yeah.
And Leslie has to get her hair and makeup done because that's what ladies have to do.
Right.
And so I'm like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, we're going to go in a little early, get set up, do some shots. So a little before they open, a little right after they open. So if you show up at when the Sacktown Union Brewery opens up at noon on Saturday, you might be in the background of my engagement photos.
Oh,
I might show up wearing nothing but a... bright pink Speedo.
You are banned from that area.
Definitely do that too.
Yeah.
And a leopard print cowboy hat.
Well, that's what Photoshop's for. Photoshop is for getting that sort of nonsense out of the background. So this past weekend, there was a WWE pay-per-view called Payback. And the very first match out of the gate, they had a very real injury that was... How do you know it was a real injury? Well, when they were strapping the wrestler to the backboard, they did not have the camera on him.
Right.
It was a tag team matchup, and Enzo Amore, whose real name is Eric Arndt, was thrown toward the ropes. And I don't know what he was trying to do, whether he was trying to drop down and slide under the bottom rope. He was a little late doing that, and his head hit the second rope.
Oh.
And bounced hard. His head then hit the mat.
Mat. Oh, shit.
And then he fell out of the ring completely out cold.
Yeah, probably.
Completely out cold. Ooh. So they actually stopped the pay-per-view while that happened. And they were giving injury updates all through the whole thing. at 10:30 p.m. local time, they were saying that he was still in the hospital being treated for a concussion, but that he was able to communicate with doctors and move his hands. Good. And then at 12:15 a.m., Kevin Owens posted a photo on Twitter of him in the foreground smiling and Enzo Amore in the background standing up wearing a hospital gown, talking with somebody. Wow. So that's a good news. And then my favorite photo of the night is just before 1 a.m. local time, Enzo Amore outside the emergency room with the emergency room in the background, walking like Frankenstein toward the camera. So he
good
was
sport.
He was treated for a concussion. Not sure how long he's going to be out, but
oh, dude.
WWE people really do get hurt.
Yes.
You know,
on occasion.
It's choreographed violence, right. But people really do get hurt.
Oh, yeah. They're risking it every single time they do something.
Yeah. So,
dude, freaking having your face propelled into the freaking mat.
Well, it was the side of his head, actually.
Oh, God.
It was the side of his head. If you,
the temple area,
yeah,
perhaps.
So, come here, Sam. I'll show you what
it's
talking about.
It's a fragile area.
So you can take a look at it. So we'll.
Oh, I thought you were gonna pull a move on him.
No, yeah. Can't do it. So he's coming across the ring here, and he's being thrown toward the ropes, doing a rope run, and
oh,
yeah,
and that was fast.
That was fast. Well, that was fast. They're gonna show it again in slow motion, I believe. Oh yeah, he's out. Eyes are open, but he is out cold.
That's freaky. The look on his face was actually scary.
And then one of the other wrestlers tries to grab him. The referee jumps in between. Here we go, Sam. Take a look. I'll bring that back so you can see it again. Here's his job separating Gotch from Amore, and Amore looks like he may be out. Look at that. Yeah, out cold.
As this may be a serious situation here, the official is talking to Enzo Amore, but Amore is yet to respond.
Yeah, he's hurt. He is hurt.
The official going to call for
he's out cold. Yeah, so that was it. But good news is he's doing okay.
Dang, dude, that looks a lot worse than you can imagine, dude. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah. It was the whiplash that you would expect in a car crash.
He was going. The whole thing happened in a blink of an eye. Literally.
Oh, yeah.
That's how fast he was being thrown into this thing. And then he's laying under the net. The look on his face was scarier than freaky homegirl coming out of the TV in the ring. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. That it was cuckoo.
Well, dude. His tag team partner is this dude who, Big Cass, who is billed at 7 feet tall. He's not quite 7 feet tall, but he's a huge dude. He came around the corner and looked down and saw him.
Yeah.
And he turned pale.
Yeah. He's like, did I kill him?
Well, no, this was his partner.
This wasn't the guy
who threw him in. He just turned completely pale. Wow. It was crazy, but keeping it real. So that was, that was how it started.
Dang.
They picked it up from there and they kept going, and it was a pretty decent pay-per-view. WWE Network, $9.99 a month. There you go.
Keeping it real is
no wrong. That's right. Speaking of keeping it real, the NFL draft happened, and I'm not going to talk about the guy who fell way down in the draft, because just before the draft, there was a video of him smoking weed through a bong attached to a gas mask. No, no.
No.
No, no, no. I'm going to talk about from round 4 coverage from the NFL Network. Take a listen to this brilliant commentary.
And now we get the Bears pick here in Chicago. And Rich, I'm very much a Beavers guy. The Chicago Bears select Deion Bush, defensive back, Miami. Bush first caught my eye at the East West game. I can't help you out, man. The producer, help us out.
Let's go back to the East-West game. Deion Bush.
Let's talk about Gerald Hawkins right now.
Let's talk about it.
We'll throw the break.
Let's go back.
Just throw the break.
4 grown men.
Beavers and Bush.
Gets you every time.
That's funny.
I'm very much a Beavers guy. Set it all up. And followed by Bush caught my eye at the East-West game.
Did he plan that?
No.
That was all natural.
Was gonna be.
Wow.
No.
But what was with the Beavers comment?
Well, he plays the guy they were expecting to pick played for Oregon State, which is the Beavers.
That was the college team. Okay.
Yeah.
that's freaking gold, dude.
Right.
No, I know. Yeah.
They went away from Beavers and towards Bush. Which completely brought the NFL Network.
Well, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other.
You know? Well, sometimes you can't have one without the other, Jason.
Well, no, but I mean, like, that's what I'm saying.
People prefer it that
Beavers,
way.
Beavers, Bush, Beavers, right. You know, it's mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah, Reggie Bush.
It's so funny because all of the guys are, well, everybody's red.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they've completely lost it. And they got a producer in there telling them to keep it together, and they're like, no.
No, you can't just throw it.
Go to the commercial. It's not going to be pretty.
All right. Well, I don't eat pizza, but I know you guys do. What would you think of a pizzeria selling a pizza box made entirely out of pizza?
I would say, get
feel like it's
a
waste. It's a waste because, you know, I'm
no, no, Sam. It's no waste. 100% pizza and 100% delicious. That's from the tweet from Vinny's Pizzeria.
Vinny, you're wrong. It's a waste because no one wants to eat the box because that's where your dirty, teenage, pimply pizza delivery person was touching.
No,
we know why you're not married.
Well, they prefer that you come in and pick it up to carry it out, but they will deliver it for you. Yeah, they're a Brooklyn pizzeria. They developed a delicious and ecologically friendly alternative to those cardboard pizza boxes by creating a box made entirely out of pizza. They shared a photo of the edible box showing the small circular pizza inside a larger square-shaped pizza.
I saw this on Good Morning America.
Yes, they got a lot of publicity out of this.
Yeah.
Well, good for them.
The co-owner told NBC New York that the pizza box, which includes a second pizza, will be available for order and delivery for $40. If you're having a big party, like a Super Bowl party, that sort of thing, that's great.
Yeah. Double the pizza.
Yeah, you just order it, and instead of getting two pizza boxes, you just get this whole pile of pizza.
Right.
He added the restaurant is still determining how to deliver the pizza without putting it in a cardboard box. And they've been wrapping it in aluminum foil along with other methods, saying, we're kind of working out the kinks here. The intent is to have no box.
Nicely done, sir. Yeah.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Oh, Vinny Barbarino.
That's right. Vinny Barbarino owns.
What's up? Welcome back,
it.
Cotter.
I guess I just prefer box.
You prefer a box?
Yeah.
They're recyclable.
To,
come on.
I mean, it's, yeah.
When you eat, you prefer a box is what you're
saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You don't prefer a beaver or a bush.
All right. So this is a thing now. See, I can move on.
We're not 5-year-olds.
No, of course not. We're not at all. So, The Rock has a new thing, which is kind of cool, but also kind of frightening. And it's called the Rock Clock.
Huh.
And
it is too close.
Yeah. No. So basically, what you can do is you create a project that you want to learn to that you want to do that you want to master because the Rock is all about mastering stuff. So some of the examples are like gain 5 pounds of muscle.
So this is an app.
Lose 10 pounds of non-muscle. It is
okay.
Learn a new language. Eat healthier. More green stuff. Whatever. These are examples. You can make up your own too. Whatever you want it to be. Come up with the best goal ever of all time. So I'm going to check that one.
Follow Dwayne Johnson home.
And then you say, sounds doable. And it says what the project is. You click next. And then you have to set a crush this project by date. And you go, okay, this is what I want to crush this project by. Or you can go no end date. This is an ongoing thing. I want to do this for the rest of my life. And once you save that, it gives you the opportunity to set an alarm, and it says, wake my ass up at, and then you set your alarm.
I like it.
Right. But then you pick what you would like, and this is where The Rock comes in. You get to pick what you would like your alarm to be. So, for instance, this one is Good Morning Sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine. That's what The Rock just said.
Not bad.
Open your eyes up. Get your candy ass out of bed.
Nice, dude.
I think these are more for single people. Here's one called Silverback.
Tribal beat.
That's the best thing ever. Download this.
You can also set it to wake up with DJ Dwayne Johnson. Which is you activate Rock Time and your alarm will go off at the same time as Dwayne's.
Shut up.
Just a warning, he's a morning person.
I don't buy it. It's a gimmick.
Here's the classical alarm.
Beep, 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 beep,
I can do this all morning. Beep, beep, beep.
He's got a sense of humor, doesn't he?
He certainly does. Here's some beach jams if you like to wake up that way.
Oh, what beach are you on? It sounds like Miami Beach at night.
Yeah, that's exactly.
In 1988.
Or Venice Beach.
Venice, maybe.
To the University of Miami.
Or old school.
Good one.
I maintain this is for single people. If you're not single when you start with this, you will be by day three.
We'll see how this works.
Because seriously, if I set this up, Leslie would punch me in the throat if she woke up like on day three to this.
It's all you. You got this.
What are you talking about? She should be motivated.
You got this.
I like it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, it's my gears spinning.
Would you like something rock a cappella?
Jabroni. Jabroni?
Yeah, jabroni.
That's creepy, bro. That one's
not
happening.
You want to wake up to the soothing voice of
black
man.
I liked his first one playing guitar and he called me candy ass. I was into that.
How about the battle cat? You want to wake up to the battle cat?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my god!
That's my new alarm. I'm downloading this, and that's the one.
If I download this, I might be a much like happier man when you guys see
me. Totally,
that way.
Really? Every morning,
because my wife
is going to throw you out.
No, she loves cats.
Okay.
So that last one there, I'm telling you, that'd make me a very popular man in the morning.
As long as you set the alarm for when she wants to get up.
Oh,
he's like. Do I hear a pussy calling?
Right.
Meow.
Meow. Yeah. So
let's do this.
There you go. Yeah, I want to set my own goal. If you want to set your own goal, like, look, I want to set my own goal.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
That is motivational, bro. Thank you for that, Nate.
Let's do this.
You may have changed the whole course of my life this fine moment.
So yeah, it's the Rock app. Go ahead and
the Rock Clock.
It's the Rock Clock. And it's available on Android and iPhone.
If it's only like 99 cents, I'm getting
it. It's free.
What?
It's free.
Dude.
Nah, I'm getting
best
it.
Best career move ever.
Not only is it not 99 cents, it's free.
Wow.
You can totally go ahead and do it. It's his new motivational phone app.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. It's happening.
Oh, boy.
Battle cat every morning.
We'll see if I'm still, we'll see next recording if I'm still married. And living in that house.
You might have a bigger smile on your face.
Yeah, one or the other.
Or not. But you just want to go ahead and set yourself up with the Rock Clock. I had to share that. It was too good not to share.
No, that's awesome.
Is what I'm saying. You have to keep yourself in that sort of mood. So that's the Rock Clock. So anyway, let's do this.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, let's start with you this time, Sam. Immaturity.
It's everyone's spice of life. Even if you're not the one doing it, you enjoy listening to people who did it. You might act like you don't, but somewhere deep inside, you're entertained. Immaturity is very cool in certain doses in certain venues.
Jason.
I'm going to say that immaturity in the tense that we're talking about, where you're talking about guys that are professional. Like, there's a difference between, like, giggling at something and thinking something's funny and then moving on and getting into something else.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Thank you, sir. Exactly. So, Tool. Like, these guys are huge Tools. Like, Tools,
sometimes
like,
you just can't help
no,
it.
No, no. They should be able to. They get paid well enough to be better broadcasters than that. So their
NFL
tools
athletes get paid better than making those terrible fumbles they do on the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna say that they are so tool that like they're like the type of tool that digs out like that only has one use. Like the thing that like digs in the post for a fence. Like it has just one use. That's all you're gonna do.
You mean a post hole digger?
Yeah, post hole digger. That's all you're gonna use with it. So that's a tool that's only good for one thing. And yeah, they're tool. It's tool.
I'm disappointed, Jason.
Jason takes himself too seriously. It is cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They've
gosh darn it, they lost.
It totally humanizes them. Takes them from being talking heads to real people.
I've been at a funeral. And
at a wet funeral?
At a wet funeral. At a family member's funeral. And me and my twin brother, without any trigger, started laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah.
And to the point where we're laughing in tears.
Well, that's good, because then you can
cover
it up.
Then you can blend in. Right, yeah. Right. But you know, sometimes something happens, you just can't help it. You just got to laugh with it.
I like to change my my answer. That's cool. It's so cool. It's like ice.
Up next in Cooler Tool, edible boxes. Kareem.
Ugh.
That's gluttony, so that is two.
Fair answer. Jason.
Oh, I love edible boxes. I mean, really. Like
why, your baby's mine.
edible boxes have to be my number one favorite. Like, seriously, though.
It's
number one. Mm-hmm. So
all right.
That is, like how cool is it? Like, planet Pluto, you know, like...
Not a planet
cool.
anymore, but I get you.
No, it is actually. It's in reclass.
They're back as a
yeah,
planet.
It's back.
Well, God damn
yeah,
it.
It's at an identity crisis. It's all right.
All right.
Sam?
Edible boxes. I remember being in first grade, year 1990, and learning about cereal bowls that you could eat after eating your cereal.
Mm-hmm.
How come I don't see those on the shelves? This thing's not going to last more than this this gimmick cycle, but I'm going to give it a cool. I'm going to give it a cool anyways.
All right, we're going to go back to the original Cooler Tool music.
Yes,
ran out.
Yes.
Edible boxes are cool. It's ecologically friendly. Whatever.
Right.
Now,
I love it.
Finally, in Cooler Tool, now this one's probably going to be pretty easy. The Rock, Jason.
Oh, yeah. That's. I mean, The Rock just always just makes me... he's just so cool.
So cool.
Like, it's just cool. Like, I've heard once that, like, you can't be very cool. It's just cool, right? So he is... cool.
Kareem.
The fact that he is looks like he does was a wrestler and
right.
He can make fun of himself and doesn't take himself seriously.
Yeah.
That makes him cool.
Yeah.
Sammy.
100. What Kareem just said. The Pain and Gain movie, I effing loved it. I knew people didn't like it. I thought it was hilarious. And with Mark Wahlberg, golden. That was one of those moments where I'm like, okay, Rock Johnson, you can do this. You can do this. Listening to this this app and the fact that it's free, bro, he is Stone Cold Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
That's how cool he is.
No, Stone Cold's somebody else.
Yeah, somebody else.
No, but he's cool. He's cooler than a stone that's cold.
You know, this app is enough to make me overlook the fact that he's remaking Baywatch.
Yeah.
Let's not mention that. Let's just keep that behind.
Too late.
He did do The Rundown, which is awesome and underrated.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll look it up.
You should.
He is cool. So that's going to do it for Cooler Tool. Want to thank everybody who's been shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Do more of that. Thanks.
Keep it simple.
I'm going to keep it simple.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Yeah.
Kiss it.
That's all I want to do. So that's going to do it for Cooler Tool.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still trying to manage the new shorter format of the show because we get through it. So we just hammer through this stuff so quickly. It's like, oh, hey, it's almost time to wrap the thing up. It's like, what's going on? That means we're having fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. I hope you're all having fun. You know where they like to have fun?
Tell me.
A southern state that protrudes into the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean and the Atlantic Ocean.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
That's right, Florida Corner. Here's a story about a lady who found a man in a Target.
Do you remember running into me in the grocery store? No, no, hey, where are you going? Come back. Hey, get this guy! Stop him!
The woman who recorded that encounter chased the convicted video voyeur, Jeffrey Polizzi, out of the store. And she spoke only with Action News Jack's Kevin Clark. And Kevin, a lot of women have responded to that video and said they've had similar encounters with the same guy.
But none of those encounters ended at all like this one. He was chased out of this Target into the parking lot, through the parking lot, and down this street. He actually took off down the street in his truck. And now the Nassau County Sheriff's Office is asking anyone who's had any suspicious encounters with Polizzi to come forward.
They know exactly who the guy is. She caught his face on camera. And he's been convicted of that before. And as soon as she says something, he literally drops his little basket and takes off running out of the Target with her chasing him. The only place where she went wrong is vertical video. Turn the phone sideways, people, then hit record. How many times do I have to say it?
What a goofball.
Also in Florida, a 41-year-old Florida woman defending her younger brother during a DUI arrest was also charged with drunken driving. They occurred along Interstate 75 near Ocala. The Ocala Star Banner reports that officials issued a bulletin about a reckless driver headed south on the highway last Friday. Florida Highway Patrol trooper spotted the vehicle and pulled it over. Now, according to an incident report, the trooper smelled alcohol on 31-year-old Josu Moncada and arrested him. Minutes later, Ursula Moncada arrived in her vehicle and argued with the trooper over her brother's arrest. That's when another trooper was called to the scene, found her to be impaired, and arrested her. She escaped from the patrol car briefly, but was later captured. Now, they're both facing DUI charges. Records don't say whether or not they had lawyers. So, that's what's going on in Florida.
Wow.
Florida.
You gotta love them.
Do you?
No.
Do you really?
No.
You know who else
is from? It's like you have to love that. I'm going to bite my tongue.
Yeah, bite your tongue.
Yeah. You know who else is from Florida, Jason? Your boy Aaron Carter.
Why do you have to do that, bro?
Because it's Aaron's party. Come and get it.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I feel so sorry for the people that are listening that are in cars with kids because, hey, kids, this
Mom,
should be a
I
want
to hear more.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Kids like this because kids have terrible taste in things.
Yeah.
Because they have no life experience.
Because they have no life experience.
That's true. I don't blame them. I think when you were a kid, when I was a kid, we had terrible taste in stuff.
Well, I grew up during the kid power movement, the 90s, where it was all like, all these kids taking on adults and all that. Nickelodeon started this whole thing. It was like, you know, the whole woman power movement. They did a kid power movement in the 90s.
Well, yeah. That seems really great. And now we got a bunch of millennial hipsters.
Stuck up, can't take any criticism. Their college professors have to change curriculum so they don't offend them. Pansies.
It's a bad time.
That's what happens.
It's a bad time. I blame Nickelodeon and Aaron Carter for the whole thing.
Me too.
Rightfully so.
So anyway, that's a good place to leave it. Everybody have a great weekend. Jason, enjoy your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Cream, you as well. Mm-hmm. Sam. Thank everybody, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hey, all you mothers out there, happy Mother's Day.
All the good mothers and all the bad mothers.
Watch your mouth.
You keep doing it.
Yeah, have yourself a happy Mother's Day. And by the way, it's perfectly okay to celebrate a little early. Because a lot of the places, they fill up early with reservations for brunch. Because it's the only time the ungrateful little buggers do anything for mom. Oh, it's Mother's Day. I guess I have to do something. And then it's
brunch.
A line out the door, and you're waiting 45 minutes to get into the Denny's. It's not okay.
No.
Just go out Saturday night. Have something nice. Do it that way. All right, have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday for the Uncensored show.
Ooh, it's going to be explicit.
You can turn it off, too. It's Aaron Carter. There's like a minute of it left. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. That's it for me. I'm going to be pissed off my family tree. Once more, I'm find out about this party I had. I don't even want to start thinking about dad. I'm hustling around the house trying to clean up the mess. I sure put my new white Nikes to the test. The car door slammed, never walking up the steps. I guess life is good with 10 seconds left. Round it.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.